The Temptations. I Wish It Would Rain from 1968 here on the Mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD. Here we need us. Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
We have with us in studio Emily Springsteen, the featured artist of this week's episode of Radio Cosmos Live, airing tonight, 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. on GCSETV.com mm-hmm. or Comcast Channel 6. Emily, we have another song.
Yes, this song is called The 10-Cent Bottle Law. So I think I mentioned I come from Michigan originally. There's a policy up there that also I think around 10 or so other states have. In Michigan, when you buy your pop or soda pop, I forget I'm in the South. When you buy your soda pop or beer or whatever, aluminum cans, glass beer bottles, and plastic pop bottles, they can all be taken back to the store. For each one, you get 10 cents. You pay up front when you buy it. You pay that 10-cent deposit on every single container that you buy. And then it's an incentive for people to bring their empties back to the store. Mm-hmm. So that's, I moved to Florida, and then I'm working at these gigs, and I'm watching all these 10-centers, as we call them, go into the landfill trash. And I'm like, that's painful to watch. Mm-hmm. So this song is called The 10-Cent Bottle Law. So this is like my Bob Dylan-esque kind of pitch for this kind of policy to be widespread everywhere.
Excellent. Emily Springsteen with The 10-Cent Bottle Law here on The Mix.
Here it is.
Hey, listen up, people. I'll tell you a truth about a practice performed in the land of my youth. There's a policy functioning 40 years strong. All the states in the union, they ought to join long. When Michigan voted, with foresight they saw the benefits of the 10-cent bottle law. Will our countrysides find less aluminum glitter? Our folks have incentive to withhold their litter. I'm going home to return to the land where a kid gets corrected for crushing a can. Turn your trash to fast cash, you see, it's very feasible. Cha-ching, you will hear if the barcode is readable. Have you ever wanted a savings account? Put your cans in the corner, your funds they will mount. In Michigan, residents never go broke. If money gets tight, you go find an old Coke. To the states left without it, your systems are glitched. In Michigan, you can find cash in the ditch. In the spring in particular, after the thaw, lies a promise of wealth from that old bottle law. I'm going home to return to the land where a kid gets corrected for crushing a can. Turn your trash to fast cash, you see, it's very feasible. Cha-ching, you will hear if the barcode is readable. Save the refuse from landfills, put dough in your pockets. It just makes sense, or you try it, don't knock it. It's not an anomaly, a fifth of our nation's on board with this eco-win-win situation. I'm going home to return to the land where a kid gets corrected for crushing a can. Turn your trash to fast cash, you see, it's very feasible. Cha-ching, you will hear. The barcode is readable. Well, the bottle law works as a stimulus plan, and not just from the currency swap for the can. Recycling consumers go back to the store, returning their empties and shopping for more. Jerry Seinfeld established the right state of mind. Right, you congressmen, folks, you don't have to be blind to the fact that your profits are there in your hands. Gather money, what's better, and clean up the land. I'm going home to pure Michigan, where a kid gets corrected for crushing a can. Turn your trash to fast cash, you see. It's very feasible. Cha-ching, you will hear. If the barcode is readable, turn your trash to fast cash, you see. It's very feasible. Cha-ching, you will hear. If the barcode is readable.
Emily Springsteen, 10-cent bottle law.
Any questions?
We need a 10-cent bottle law here now.
How long does it take to get to Michigan?
How long does it take? Well, let's see. I just drove it. I took 2 days by myself. You know, the stopover, so.
What an entire story that song presents.
Yeah, that Seinfeld reference, if any of you listeners have seen that Seinfeld episode where they took the 5-cent bottle bottles from New York and filled up a semi. I think it was, maybe, I forget, it was Kramer and George or which ones. And they brought it to Michigan. They tried to smuggle the 5-cent bottle deposit bottles to Michigan and get the 10 cents for them. So there's your Seinfeld reference in there.
Did it work?
I can't remember. I think they got caught.
I'm sure.
But it's on YouTube if you look it up. There's just some really pixelated version of it out there.
Well, this is Emily Springsteen. If you'd like to see and hear more of her music, mm-hmm. you can do that online at emilyspringsteenmusic.com. Mm-hmm. She has plenty of stuff.
That's
on
double
there.
Stein, not Stein. Springsteen.
Like
teenager.
Or you can catch her tonight on Radio Cosmos Live, 9 p.m. on GCSCTV.com or Comcast Channel 6. We're going to take another break for our weather forecast from the meteorologist over at WMBB, but we'll be back shortly for one more track from Emily Springsteen right here on The Mix.